Hi, thank you for calling King Arthur's Clock and Jewelry. You must press 1 to talk with a salesperson.
Good afternoon, King Arthur.
Hi, my name is Troy Cordell. I'm a consulting and specialist here at RDI Diamonds in New York. Can I speak with either Jim or Margie?
I'm Margie. Jim's not here.
Hey, Margie. I heard about your recovery. I hope everything's going really great with that.
I'm getting there. Not there yet, but I'm getting there.
I wish the best, and I know you're going to make a speedy recovery and be back at it. You definitely sound like a trooper.
Well, I'm already back at it. I'm back at it 4 weeks after I came out. I wasn't supposed to be.
Oh, my gosh.
But they had an emergency here, so.
Yeah, that can be
tough. Came on in.
But that's why I'm giving you a call is I looked over the notations in the account and I wanted to give you some time to recover before I actually reached out. So this right here is probably the prime month that I am reaching out. So hopefully we can look at this as kind of a blessing on that too. I'm trying to put you in one of my VIP groups where I can give you some consulting on your diamond sales, as well as get you an account open here with RDI Diamonds so we can overnight get you some memos started and you can actually have some product that you probably don't have in your location right now to get you kind of geared up and ramped up ready for the summer, because I'm seeing it's going to be a huge increase in sales this summer in your location, and I think it would be very advantageous for you guys to take advantage of, you know, us sending you some memos here. So is there any projects that you foresee yourself working on right now?
No, everything I'm working on, I have to use diamonds in whatever form. I was working on earrings and stuff, but I've already matched them with what I had and already got them. The jeweler's already got them, getting ready to set them.
Okay. So that's just probably what you currently have coming on. What I want to do is try to get you ready for the future traffic that's going to come in and hit you in the next month or so. So what I would love to do is, you know, just not send you anything huge and a lot of inventory, nothing like that. But at least maybe, you know, 2 to 3 pieces that you can, you know, utilize as some comparison to contrast or a set, even earrings, regular jewelry, or if you actually need stones for, you know, a special project.
Does the receiver look like it's good?
No, I don't need any special stones. I buy enough of those off the street to make, as I call it, off the street. To make repairs and stuff with. We hardly ever have to buy any for repairs.
What happens is
the only thing we have to buy is if somebody wants a carat or 2 carat or whatever loose diamond, then sometimes we have to buy it. Right now I got 2 1-carats that I bought that are pretty decent.
Okay. All right. So since you're doing that, let me be your diamond guy and go to on that one there, and let me build a real positive, trustworthy relationship and get RDI in your good graciousness. I can get you free overnight shipping for any of your diamonds, and when you put that RDI stamp of approval with our certs on there, that's going to give you your competitive advantage over whoever else is around your area, where people are going to want to come to you because you got the RDI diamonds. We're looking at quality.
A lot of people don't even know who RDI is.
Well, that's where you come in hand, and that's where I come in hand. So me and you, say, for instance, you got somebody coming in, and you'll say, hey, Troy, listen, I got somebody coming in on Saturday. I need around 2 carat. What do you got? Give me a price. And then if I know that you got this person coming in, you know, I'll say, hey, listen, you know, what's their address real quick? Give me their address. I'll do my research on, you know, where they live, you know, if you know, you know, what they do for a job or what their 5-year or 10-year goal is. Do they have a family? You know, I'll ask you, do they got kids? What's the ages? So I'm going to help you get information on them so we can see what their price range and their range would be so we can close.
Well, let me stop you right there. Most of our customers,
mm-hmm.
he's been here 44 years,
yeah.
are all repeat customers, and we know a lot of them by, actually, personally, really, from me being here 25 years.
Aww.
So I pretty much know what they do. We don't have a lot of, we have a few new customers, but most of them are recommended by their folks because they've been using us for years.
Absolutely. So you got a retention rate that's going
on. So we basically, yeah, we basically have most of the same clientele.
Okay, so
every now and then
perfect.
Somebody new, and
yeah,
ours is all repeat customers.
Okay,
which
I can
good.
Work with that. Yeah, I can definitely work with that. Let me be your go-to guy on this here, and try me out. Let me show you what I can do for you, and make this very easy, less stress for you, because you know I know your situation. And I definitely did a lot of homework on your company. So let me, you know, take a lot of that off your plate. So when you have these orders or if you need something, I can go ahead and get this over to you ASAP overnight, and it's more, you know, a seamless process.
I can just take all your info.
I'll tell you what, again, I'm going to make it very easy for you. I have an email address that's still in here at mail@
kingarthurclock.com.
Okay. I'll send you over RDI information as well as our credit check piece for it so we can get the JVT and all that stuff on and we can get your approval rate in there. If you can, I don't want to rush you because I know you got things, and again, I want to make it seamless. Throw that back out to me by Friday. It'll only take you probably about 5 minutes to fill out anyway. Then
yeah.
over the weekend, look at the website and look at your inventory in your store. You know exactly what you got in your location. And then
yep,
take
I'm doing
out,
inventory right now.
See, you see where I'm going? So
yeah,
let
I'm doing inventory. We got more than we thought.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. When you're doing your inventory, think about some of the things that I just said to you on how the market has changed a little bit and people are, you know, they're traveling now. You got to think people are traveling more now. You got weddings, you got anniversaries, you got graduations coming up. So these are going to be really great things to have a pendant, you know, tennis bracelets or diamond studded earrings, or, you know, on those anniversaries or weddings, you know, they might need those 2-carat marquise or an oval or, you know, a cushion or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So pick out maybe 2 to 3 items that you're looking at on the website, okay? I'm going to give you a call next week. So, I don't want to hound you and keep calling you. I'll give you a call next week because I'll have the paperwork in. You already looked at the website. I'll go ahead and place an overnight order to you, let you keep that those items, and you work it, you know, and you have something that's eye-catching that some of those new customers or so forth might come in on. And then you're saying, hey, listen, this is a new line. Make a flyer or, you know, put something up on the computer and say, these are RDI diamonds. Let me explain who RDI Diamonds is. We have $500 million worth of, you know, revenue here. We have over 8,000 diamonds. We only deal with GIA quality diamonds, and they're obviously priced accordingly with trust and honor. So there's a lot of amenities that are good selling points that your customers are going to know they're getting a very valued diamond and not just, you know, something off the street. You see what I mean? And I think you'll be able to close those deals that way. You can maximize on your profits, you know, on whatever you're charging to, you know, recoup some of the costs and inflate it, you know, obviously. And I think that's going to be a good starting point for me and your business relationship. And then every time you need that product, I'll be there for you to help guide you and also give you what you need.
Well, don't send us anything right now. We're in the process of doing our inventory.
Right, right, right. I said I wasn't going to. Yeah, I wasn't going to send you anything. That's why I was saying look at your inventory.
Yeah, you were
going to
send some memo stuff. I don't need.
No, that's for you.
And we've got tons of lab-grown diamonds that nobody seems to be.
No, it's just too much saturation out there with that right now. So our natural diamonds are making a huge comeback right now. So that's why, again, I'm reaching out to you. If you don't have something in your possession right now, I think it would be in your best interest to really do get a memo of it. Like I said, I'm not trying to have you purchase or send you 10 diamonds or 20 diamonds or anything like that. What I'm trying to say is pick out one, two, maybe three things on a memo. Let your and work.
See, the things
that
you mentioned, like tennis bracelets and earrings,
mm-hmm.
We've got lab and real.
Okay.
We got lab earrings and real earrings.
But
up to 2 carat total weight,
okay,
of real diamonds. And then the same thing in lab. And tennis bracelets, we've got almost a 5 carat, a 6 carat in real. Then we've got a 3 in lab and a 5 in lab. And then we got colored stone, like a tennis bracelet. So
okay.
We've
so,
got those things already.
Nice. What is it that you don't have? Because if you went through Valentine's Day and everything and you're doing inventory right now, that means that there's going to be something in there that you do not have. I do this all the time. And I got.
That's what I'm doing
like
now
you.
Is our inventory.
Right.
We have 1 carat pendants, half a carat diamond pendants in both lab and real. We have, quite a few rings. I don't know.
Okay.
A lot of different rings. We
yeah.
got a lot of wedding ring mountings that require a stone.
Okay.
But some of them you can put if they want a round, you can change the head out. If they want a princess, it's got the peg head that can be changed.
I got a
good
location that has something similar to you that got some rings that are kind of missing the stones. They did an inventory check as well, and they were like, you know what, I don't have a heart. They're like, I don't have a good, emerald, to throw up in there that would actually fit really nice around,
Well,
that.
Actually, I have a heart-shaped diamond. It's about 85 points. And I actually bought it off street, but it's pretty decent.
Yeah.
But not too many want the hearts because of the facets. It doesn't have the brilliance like a round brilliant has.
Right.
But every now and then we get somebody that wants a heart.
Yeah.
I've got heart necklaces already with ruby and sapphire.
How's your ovals going on there? That's
I don't have an oval at all. But I'm
See, look at that. See, we're finding something you don't got. So how about this? When I send you the web piece and you fill everything out and I call you back next week, why don't you look at, one of those rings that could fit a nice oval in there. Let me get one of those ovals to you. Sit on that for, a couple weeks or a month or so forth. And obviously it's that season for, proposal and, what's going to happen, season coming up. And when your customers are coming in, say, hey, everyone that comes in, you it's just like we're in sales, right? So you're going to get no, but eventually you'll get that yes. So, just say, hey, what's going on with graduation? Who's graduating in the family? When's the anniversary? Who's has the anniversary? Who's getting married? I mean, that should be a question to everybody that walks in the door. You should have flyers, whatever displays out for graduations, anniversaries and weddings.
Yeah, we do the graduation
so,
deal all the time.
Yeah.
We advertise for that.
Awesome. All right. So I'm going to send you over my email information on RDI Diamonds. I'll give you a call on, we'll do Tuesday. We'll throw it a week out. I'm not going to take too much of your time.
Yeah, you might have to give it longer than that because I'm doing inventory. And when you answer the phone, wait on customers and pick out the stuff in the cases and list them. And we're doing it by hand, not by
computer. Oh, gotcha. When
you're
going to be done with inventory, you think?
It'll probably be next week when
next
I finish.
Week.
I've only done 5 of the jewelry cases, and I got.
You want me to throw a call in?
5 more to go.
How about Thursday or Friday of next following week? How about that?
Yeah, I should be through by then, hopefully.
Okay, so I'm gonna put you down, and I'm going to look for a nice oval because, like you said, you don't have any of those. I think 2 different sizes. On ovals, I think that would be a good project for you guys to kind of work through on this coming up for the summer. I think that would be a great seller for you guys. Okay? And put some
maybe. We don't have anybody coming in asking for oval more pair, and we got that.
Well, you don't have anything on a side-by-side, and the oval will give, you know, with that surface area, and it'll appear bigger than what it is. You see what I mean? People want the size. So, you know, you got, yes, the pear is beautiful, but, you know, if you have the oval, that will also give a more of a bigger appearance, and they can get more, you know, bling for the per carat costs on there. So, again, it's something for you to advantageously try out. I think it will work. You just got to, you know, play with the angles and your qualifying questions. But when you're presenting it, you know, you present it with the confidence. You present it with the backing of RDI Diamonds. And, you know, you tell them, hey, look, this is RDI Diamonds. Here's their website. This is what they've been doing. It'll have our introduction on there and give us our history of, you know, who RDI Diamonds is and the quality of it. When you give quality and you're articulating those sales just like that, they're going to look at you as an expert. If you're just shooting the breeze and, you know, you're just, you know, winging it because, you know, you're kind of – I've been having some birthday. I got some gray hairs too. You know, we get set in our ways, but, you know, the times have changed. And if these new customers are coming in, they don't know who your personality. They don't know who you are. Some of these generations, they're so sensitive now, right? So they want expert advice, expert opinion. They don't want buyer's remorse. And this is what you have to bring to the table to this new generation. So I'm going to give you, you know, like I said, take the 2 products. Let me memo those 2 ovals to you. We'll do 2 different sizes so they can, obviously, if they can't get the big one, now you can obviously sell, you know, the smaller one and, you know, and work in their budget. If they buy the big one and you sell that one, and obviously that's a plus, and the smaller one is going to be even easier to get rid of down the line. So take that approach. I've done that to probably about 5 other companies. And right now I'm sitting at a 95% selling advantage point, okay? So this will work for you. I'm trying to get some money in your pocket. I'm trying to also build our relationship and get you going. If you don't make money, I don't make money, right? RDI don't make money. Your company, King Arthur's Clock, doesn't make money. So I'm not going to give you something that is not going to make money. You know, it's a waste of time. So I'm not trying to waste your time. I could be on the phone with somebody else, and you can be doing some other work right now. So this is a business call. It was a very productive business call. I'm very happy on this business call. Just get some homework. Finish up your inventory.
When I finish this, I'll look at all the stuff you got. Okay.
Yeah. I'll talk to you next week on Thursday. You enjoy. You take good care of that health.
I will.
For me, and don't stress, I'm going to help you out on this, okay? I promise you.
I've been doing this 50-something years, son.
I know
you're old enough to be my son or my grandson.
Well, guess what? I'm going to start calling you Mom, and I'm going to start treating you like Mom and nothing but royalty, okay? I'm going to help you out, okay? All right, I'll talk to you next week for an order.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.